There's evidence today that the U.S. job market remains soft despite the recent surge in economic growth. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 5.9% in November. But the number of jobs created was considerably lower than expected. The disappointing news helped send stock prices lower, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
After last quarter's red-hot 8.2% growth rate and the unexpected surge in manufacturing, a lot of people had high hopes for today's unemployment report. As it happened, the unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percentage point from 6%, but the report fell far short of dazzling. Ethan Harris is chief U.S. economist at Lehman Brothers.
Overall, the report was mixed relative to expectations. It wasn't a blowout kind of report, but rather a moderate recovery report.
The government said just 57,000 jobs were created last month, compared with 137,000 in October. The manufacturing sector lost 17,000 jobs. The numbers mean that 2 years after the recession officially ended, the economy is still creating jobs at a pace far below what it needs to keep up with population growth, says Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
At this point in a recovery, if we're actually seeing the sort of growth one would expect based on the GDP numbers, we should be seeing even 250,000, 300,000 jobs. So the job number was definitely not a good figure, and I think that has to throw a lot of cold water on people's hopes that the economy's on a sustainable recovery path.
Not only was job growth weak, but worker pay is just creeping forward. Average hourly earnings rose by just a penny, not the kind of increase you'd expect to see in a strong recovery, says Ethan Harris of Lehman Brothers.
Over the last year, workers have gotten an average raise of only about 2%. That's a pretty weak performance. That will only improve when we see the labor market accelerate sharply and we see the unemployment rate drop.
The disappointing numbers seem to stop a lot of investors in their tracks, and all the major stock indexes lost ground for the day. But for those inclined to see the glass half full, there was also good news. Roger Stone of the research firm Stone & McCarthy says payrolls would have been somewhat higher if not for the supermarket strike in Southern California. Stone also pointed out that the average work week was up slightly, something that frequently precedes a rebound in hiring.
Overall, I think the numbers should be regarded as upbeat. The unemployment rate dipped to 5.9%, another sign that labor market conditions are improving. The hours worked rose 0.2%. If you're the Federal Reserve or you're the Bush administration, you have to be pleased with these numbers.
In fact, most economists said this report makes it all the more likely the Federal Reserve won't be raising interest rates anytime soon. For their part, Bush administration officials chose to focus on the positive in today's numbers. They noted that the Labor Department's survey of households actually suggested a healthy labor market. Many economists consider the household survey less reliable than the survey of business payrolls, but many also argue that when the economy is expanding, the payroll numbers can undercount new businesses and thus underestimate job growth. If so, employment should begin to show signs of real improvement in the months to come. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.